Welcome to Sunday Inspiration Star 94.7 Podcast. I'm your host, Gail Stringer. Each week, we will be joined by wonderful guests who will share their testimonies and the goodness of God. I'm joined with my guest this morning, Titus Curry. We're doing a series on young people being saved in today's world. Titus, could you share a little bit about yourself?
Well, we live in Locksley, Alabama. We attend Locksley Heights Church of God in Christ. My dad is Pastor Ron Curry, and I serve under him as deacon. I've been around the church all my life.
And Titus, how old are you?
I'm 21.
21 years old. How long, Titus, have you been saved?
I've been saved since I was 18. I'm right at 3 years.
Today, everybody, or a lot of people, should I say, think it's so impossible for young people to stay saved. And that's why I have you on our radio today to talk to our listeners and let them know that it is possible for our young people to be saved, right?
Yes, ma'am, it is.
Tell me what it's like for you being a Christian in today's world.
You can make a difference in the people that's around you, and it's good to be a Christian this day and time because there's so much going on, and it gives you a sense of hope for something to look forward to.
In your opinion, is it possible for young people to stay saved, totally free from sin in this world?
Yes, ma'am, it is. It can be hard, but it is possible. Like I say, it's a lot going on, and you can be easily persuaded. If you got something serious to stand on, like my dad always teaches us, you can make it. It's possible to live sin-free.
I want to ask you, what are some steps that would help young people? Like you just stated, it's hard. Yes, it's hard for all of us, but what are some steps that will guarantee a person's, young person's salvation?
To guarantee it, take some good steps is to have a good prayer life, you know, to consecrate yourself to God, and just be faithful in what you're doing, be sincere, and mean business what you're doing, and you can make it.
That is so true. For the grown-ups and children as well, young people as well, to have a Bible scripture in the morning, pray in the morning, and then one that people don't like to do, and that's fast. You cannot survive in today's world without those three things, or should I say the fourth thing I forgot. You have to find a good church home. You cannot do this on your own without those four things. Am I right, Titus?
Yes, ma'am. You're absolutely right.
How do you handle being saved around unsaved peers?
I try to mingle in and get along with everybody. I know it's peer pressure is still real in grown-ups and young people, for sure. Like I say, it's hard, but it's at the same time, if you have a real relationship with God, you can make it through peer pressure, and you just have to watch the people that you're around and things like that. You can't be friends with everybody, so you have to know how to balance it out.
I want you to take a moment and encourage our young people out there that may be wanting or thinking about accepting Jesus Christ as their personal Savior. Encourage them today.
For encouragement, I will let them know, you know, you have to know what you want in life, and it's not always, life is hard, and things can get bad, but you can make it through it. And if you have people around you that's in church, that knows the church, and that's saved, and that's rooted and grounded, you can make it, and you just have to get with them and hook up with somebody that's strong in God and talk to them, and you can make the right decision living in this day and time. And like I say, things can get hard, but life is hard sometimes. So you can make it, and God can help you through whatever you're going through. And Jesus Christ is still the answer, no matter what's going on around you. You still got to be saved through bad, through good times, and things can get better for you.
What a word. I'm reminded of Proverbs 5, where it says, "My son, pay attention to my wisdom. Turn your ear to my words of insight, that you may be able to maintain discretion." And that is so important for our young people as well as old people to get the wisdom of God and pay attention to his words, because you're going to have so many other words and so many different people's advices coming to you. But he wants us to pay attention to his word. And you said that exactly today. Titus, I want to thank you so much for being my guest. I really appreciate you.
Yes, ma'am. I appreciate y'all for giving me the opportunity.
Be sure to tune in to the next podcast right here on 947-star.com.